Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. 3 hours ahead of us. I always call it a proof of life. Today is Wednesday, April 7th, and I am live, Wayne Allen Root, right here on USA Radio Network. So much to tell you about. Basically, it's a communist takeover of the United States of America, no question about it now. And, you know, I laughed because yesterday I actually led off the entire show by talking about Caitlyn Jenner. The transsexual man slash woman now wants to run for governor of California because they're recalling, of course, Gavin Gruesome Newsom. And so instead of Newsom, we could have Caitlyn Jenner, whatever the hell her name is, used to be Bruce Jenner. And now today I could lead off the show by saying Kim Kardashian makes the Forbes billionaires list for the first time. See, this is what's wrong with America. This is what's wrong with the United States of America. Kim Kardashian is now on the Forbes billionaires list. Her endorsement deals increased from $780 million to $1 billion from October 2020 to now. She's earned $10 million pre-tax from a reality TV show per year. She launched her KKW beauty brand and cosmetics brand. She then sold 20% of her cosmetics company for $200 million, which valued her company at $1 billion. She launched shapewear company Skims in 2019. She leveraged her 69.6 million Twitter followers. See, Wayne Root is banned from Twitter, and Kim Kardashian, brain surgeon that she is, has 69.6 million Twitter followers and 213 million Instagram followers. And her Skims business is worth more than $500 million, according to Forbes, which puts her stake at $225 million. Overall, she is now a billionaire. Kim Kardashian is a billionaire, and Caitlyn Jenner is running for governor of California. If you landed on Earth, if you'd been away on the moon or Mars or Venus for the last few years and you landed on Earth and you saw that every corporation in America is taking the side of no voter ID, you don't need any ID to vote, but you need ID for every single product you buy at their company, and you saw that the border's wide open, and terrorists are walking in, and you saw that Kim Kardashian's a billionaire on the Forbes list, and Caitlyn Jenner's running for governor of California, and illegal immigrants are getting hotel rooms, and soldiers are sleeping on concrete floors, you'd think you just arrived on another planet. It can't be Earth, right? It's absolutely insane. What's happening to our country can only be described as insane. It is a communist takeover of the United States. And here's more proof of the communist takeover of the United States. Protect Democracy Project is the group threatening Arizona's auditors. They don't want an audit. They're so scared to death of an audit of the Arizona vote because they know if you audit the Arizona vote, you're going to find that the United States of America was stolen. The election for President of the United States was stolen by the Democrats, and Arizona will prove it, and the audit of Arizona will prove that Arizona was stolen, which proves the country was stolen. And they don't want it. And this group, Project Democracy, Protect Democracy Project, is connected to Obama, George Soros, China, and Biden's DOJ. And isn't this what I've been saying? This is who runs the United States. I've said it again and again. Biden's not the president. It's Obama, it's Valerie Jarrett, Obama's handler, it's George Soros, it's Communist China, the only group that's running America that wasn't mentioned as the owner of the Protect Democracy Project is the Mexican drug cartel. But they're just acting independently and giving, in my opinion, millions and millions and millions of dollars in bribes, probably hundreds of millions, maybe even billions, to Democrat politicians to make sure the border stays open. I mean, use your common sense. Who in their right mind would want the border open and would want massive amounts of sex addicts and sex fiends and sex deviants and pedophiles and sex slave owners and sex traffickers and human traffickers and drug traffickers to dominate the border? Who would want that? Only someone getting paid by the Mexican drug cartel. And who would want the United States to lose to China and destroy the American economy with taxes and massive regulations? And the money required for the open border will all destroy the United States. Who'd want that? Not Biden. Biden's bribers. It's the Chinese Communist government. And George Soros, who hates the United States of America. Remember, this is an opinion show, and these are my opinions. I can never be sued for my opinions. I'm telling you, my opinion is it's a communist takeover of the United States. My opinion, Biden isn't in charge. My opinion, Obama is in charge. George Soros is in charge. The Chinese Communist Party's in charge. And the Mexican drug cartel's in charge. More proof that the country has gone mad. Kamala Harris is in charge of the border crisis. She's not gone near the border, but she visits a water plant near San Francisco and a vaccine site in Chicago. Are you starting to get the picture? This is all insanity squared. And they have no interest in solving the problem at the border because they want to destroy America and they want to bring in millions and millions and millions of foreigners to vote Democrat for the rest of all time. And they just want to destroy the country. They want you and I to be destroyed. They want white people to be destroyed. They want white people to be outpopulated and outnumbered. It's very clear what's happening. It's a hatred of white people. Just a hatred of white people. You just can't believe this is what's going on in the United States of America, because in my lifetime, I don't remember ever for a second hating anyone because of the color of their skin. I don't hate someone because they're black. I don't hate someone because they're Hispanic. I don't hate someone because they're Indian. I don't hate someone because they're an immigrant. But I hate you because you're a criminal. I hate you because you're breaking into my country. I hate you if you're raping people. I hate you if you're drunk driving and murdering Americans. I hate you if you're MS-13. I hate you if you're murdering people. I hate you if you're a mass murderer like the Syrian immigrant just the other day in Boulder, Colorado, just a month ago now, maybe it's 3 weeks ago. I hate you if you hate me because I'm white. If for no other reason than I'm white you hate me, I think that's worthy of hate back. I hate you if you're a corporation that takes the side of liberals and Democrats and socialists and wants elections to be stolen, because you have no right to take any sides unless you want to lose 50 to 70% of your customers. How could you be that dumb? How could anyone be that dumb? And I sure hate you if you're in charge of the border crisis and you couldn't care less and you have no interest in visiting the border, but you take the time today to visit a water plant near San Francisco and a vaccine site in Chicago. Vice President Kamala Harris has been in charge of the ongoing child migrant crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border, but instead of visiting the ever-increasing number of detention camps housing unaccompanied children, many of which are now far above capacity, Harris will spend the week touting President Joe Biden's proposed infrastructure plan and touring sites dispensing the COVID-19 vaccine. On Monday, she joined Gavin Newsom in Oakland. Please enjoy it, Gavin, because you're not going to be governor much longer. It's Caitlyn Jenner right on your tail. Formerly known as Bruce Jenner, the decathlon champion, now it's Caitlyn Jenner right on your tail. So soon it'll be, you know, Kamala Harris replacing the brain-dead, dementia-laden Joe Biden, and it'll be Caitlyn Jenner replacing spoiled brat, out-of-touch Gavin Newsom, communist Gavin Newsom. And so soon you'll be hearing about, you know, President Kamala Harris visiting California Governor Caitlyn Jenner. If you've been out of the United States, if you've been in Mars for the last few years, and you're just landing on the planet, can you believe what I'm saying? This is all going to be, or could be, a reality. It's possible it's going to all be a reality soon. They elected a brain-dead man president. He's a puppet taken over by Obama and communists from outside the United States, like George Soros and the Chinese Communist Party and the Mexican drug cartel. And California might get rid of Gavin Newsom, or they might actually vote to keep him, which would be incredible because he's ruined the country with a one-year lockdown, ruined the state with a one-year lockdown. Destroyed people's lives, destroyed every business. And meanwhile, he was going out partying at restaurants, and he allowed movie companies to build temporary restaurants right next door to restaurants that were being pushed out of business. It's all insanity. It's sickness. It's communism and their buddies. It's the same thing I found when I visited South Africa. It's cronyism mixed with communism. You know, I was in South Africa four times in a short couple-year period. I grew to love the country and grew to love the people. And when I asked them what was happening in their country, they said, look at the poverty. It's the most incredible, abject poverty you've ever seen in your life. And it's exactly the same as when the white people were in control and had apartheid. So we cheered that the black people ended apartheid and the black people took control. The country's 97% black. No kidding. That's a true stat. 3% white, 97% black. And the 97% majority blacks took over and elected all their own people. And they're treated exactly the same by the black leaders of South Africa. The only difference is the black leader hates white people. So he is allowing, tacitly allowing and trying to pass legislation that legally allows and officially allows black people to raid farms, steal them from you, and kill you. This is what's going on in South Africa. But the African people are doing no better. The black people are doing no better. I drove by the most incredible shanty towns you've ever seen, with no running sewage or water, filled with nothing but black people, with a black leader for the last 20 years, a series of black leaders. It's all about giving the money to your friends, thieves. That's what the leader of South Africa does. He hands the money to his friends who are thieves. And that's what's going to happen in America. That's what is happening with Joe Biden. That's what's happening with Kamala Harris. They're giving the country away to their friends. They're turning us into a communist country. It's a communist takeover. And they're giving the money away to their friends and buddies. But you're not going to get it. There is no trickle down. But when you get back, I will fill you in on this Project Democracy, excuse me, Protect Democracy Project. The group that's threatening Arizona auditors connected to Obama, Soros, China, and Biden's DOJ. They don't want the truth to get out. They stole the election. Wayne Allen Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom. Buy low, sell high. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar's weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium. Just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them Moore sent you or go to assetstrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours.
You hear that? That is the sound. No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck. That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on a... You know what the tow truck is coming for? For your wallet. That's what it's coming for. I know. That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio. I have the solution. It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Here's a fact. Too much of today's journalism is politically biased. So where should you turn to get accurate, leading-edge information that you can trust? The Epoch Times. The Epoch Times covers the news the way you need it, unfiltered and accurate. Cutting-edge topics like the danger of the Chinese Communist Party, the pandemic, Russia, the Middle East, the economy, and news you won't hear anywhere else. The Epoch Times is free from the influence of governments, corporations, or political parties. You get to form your own opinions. Here's a special introductory offer. You can get 1 month subscription to the Epoch Times weekly print newspaper, as well as unlimited access to their dynamic website for just $1. That's right, $1. Go right now to TrustedNewspaper.com. That's TrustedNewspaper.com to subscribe. Do it now. TrustedNewspaper.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you?
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire, the warrior's with you. An article out right now, why do they hate Ron DeSantis so much? Interesting, because I was called by Russia Today to be on TV today, and I was. I did a national TV hit with Russia TV, otherwise known as RT TV, and it's a Russian television network, and I believe it airs throughout Russia and throughout the United States. I believe it's mostly for America, for Russian-speaking people in America, but it's in English, and then they've got Russian lettering all over the place and Russian news updates, and mostly in English, but there's Russian involved as well, and it's Russian hosts mixed with some American hosts, and it runs back in Moscow as well. And the interview today with me was about Ron DeSantis. They wanted to corner me about, did Ron DeSantis do something wrong? CBS and 60 Minutes reported he did something wrong. Ron DeSantis says they're full of crap and they lied. And I just, you know, I'm the perfect politician. You know, I get asked every day to run for governor of Nevada. I should. But I'm having too much fun on the radio and TV and everything else I do, newspaper columns and my business and my publicly traded company. And I just can't do it. But I'd be the perfect politician. Because the key to being the perfect politician is they ask you, is the sky blue? And you say, you know, I love my daughter so much, and she loves blue skies, and I want to tell you about my daughter, Dakota, and then you go on and on about your daughter. See, it doesn't matter what they ask. You've always got an answer you want to give, and you twist it around and give it. So they ask me, you know, isn't Ron DeSantis a terrible person? Didn't he do something terrible? And I did an entire interview without even knowing what the scandal is, by the way. I shouldn't even admit that, but I'm so busy, I didn't prep for the interview. I knew what my answer was going to be, which is the media is corrupt, and whatever Ron DeSantis says, I agree with, the media lied. And so I did a 10-minute hit without knowing anything about the topic. I merely told them that the media lies about everything. You guys in Russia have no idea. I run a national radio show 3 hours a day, and the media lies about me all day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Right Wing Watch, Media Matters, all of them lie about me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, take my words out of first of all, they take your words out of context. Second of all, they exaggerate and make things unimportant that were jokes into something important. Third of all, they just make things up. Fourth of all, even when they get you accurately, if you're talking in a three-hour show and you spit out 20,000 words, let's say, I have no idea, by the way. I've never counted. I have no idea how many words I say in a three-hour show. But let's say it's 20,000. They take 8 of the 20,000 and they say, this is what Wayne Root's about. And that's a lie. That's misleading. That's a scam. That's fraud. So I explained all this on Russian TV to the Russian people and said the media is a bunch of communists and Marxists out to destroy the United States of America. They lie about Trump. They lie about me every day. They lie about Ron DeSantis every day. And it's all a distraction of the fact that Florida's got the best record in the country of handling COVID because of Ron DeSantis. They didn't lock down for any long period of time. The lockdown was very light as opposed to severe. And they did not mask mandate, and yet they're doing better than all the states that did all of that, which proves lockdowns don't work, masks don't work, mandates don't work, severe lockdowns don't work, none of it works. The economy's booming in Florida, and people are not as sick as in other states by a long shot, and the old people are doing better in Florida, even though it's got the most old people in America. And even though there are millions of old people, they're doing better than California's doing. So how do you explain that? And the answer is it was a distraction. They got to find a way to hurt DeSantis, so they made something up. The Russian anchor didn't even know what to say, couldn't even get a word in. When I do an interview, all you have to do is say Wayne Root, host of Wayne Allyn Root Show and author of best-selling author of Trump Rules, Wayne, how are you? And then you can go take a coffee break, because I'll talk for the next 15 minutes. And the more I talk, the more you don't get your point in, and the more you can't attack me, and the more you can't lie about me, and the more you can't lead the conversation in a way that would hurt me. I lead it in a way that would only help me. That's called being a smart politician. And unfortunately, we don't have very many in this country. It's sad. I was born to be a governor, a senator, or the president of the United States. But I'm good enough on radio. I make enough money on radio. I can't take the pay cut. So I'm not going to do it. I'd have to give all this up, and there's no way you know it's there when you get back. So I'm just not going to run for governor of Nevada, despite all your letters. I'm going to help fight and support the next guy who runs for governor of Nevada. Sponsor of this show, by the way, I got two emails today, out of the blue, both asking, how do I contact that gold company on your show? And, of course, it's Asset Strategy International, and then Asset Strategy's owners, Rich and Michael, called me and said, Wayne, both people bought a ton of gold. Thank you. If you're not buying a ton of gold, you're not understanding what's going on in the world today. It's the only way to save yourself. You got to have insurance against the madman and madwoman in the White House, Biden and Kamala Harris, which really is Obama. Call ASI today. They'll get you a one-ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. Call Asset Strategies today. Rich and Mike are my great buddies. They own the company. 800-831-0007. 800-831-0007. 800-831-0007. Tell them Moore sent you or go to AssetStrategies.com. This is the only gold company to buy gold and silver from. Honest as the day is long.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is planning to unveil a series of executive actions on gun control Thursday following a recent uptick in shootings.
I don't have anything to preview. I can convey that I expect the president will have more to say tomorrow.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki speaking to reporters today. The actions will reportedly focus on tightening restrictions around ghost guns, which are homemade firearms that lack commercial serial numbers and can be obtained without a background check. Congressional Republicans are wrapping up a two-day trip to the Texas border. California Congressman Tom McClintock says the numbers are overwhelming.
There were 100,000 total encounters with the Border Patrol in February. Folks, that is the population of the entire city of South Bend, Indiana.
The Dow gaining 16 points on Wednesday to close at 33,446. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the sponsor of this segment is We the People, Duke's Roots Group in the Vegas. They started in Arizona. They're the group responsible for Arizona's forensic audit of the 2020 election. This group is for real. They make great things happen. They're conservative warriors for our Constitution, election integrity, and the will of the American people. And why are they here in Vegas? To take back our state. We the People Nevada Alliance is launching its first big event. So they already have their Arizona Alliance, and their second big one is their Nevada Alliance. And they're launching the We the People Nevada Alliance event on Saturday. This Saturday, it's April 10th, coming up just, what is today, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 4 days from now. The Ahern Hotel and Convention Center at 300 West Sahara near the Strip. It's where thousands of you showed up for my last two Trump parades. It's coming up fast this Saturday in Ahern at 4 o'clock, and it's free. Great speakers. Keynote speaker, none other than Wayne Allen Root. I know that guy. Other speakers include Mike Lindell of MyPillow, George Papadopoulos, Patrick Byrne of Overstock, Joe Von Pulitzer, the election integrity expert and the stolen election expert, and local Nevada GOP political stars, lots of them, too many to name. So come and check it out, and I'm glad to glad-handle you and shake every one of your hands and get to talk to every one of you. Free event, 4 o'clock, Ahern Hotel this Saturday, 300 West Sahara. Make sure you RSVP right now. The event is free. We the People will help take back this state. RSVP at WeThePeopleUSAAlliance.com. WeThePeopleUSAAlliance.com. Or, to make it simple, just go to Eventbrite, and search Fight for Freedom. And there's the event. There's my smiling face with the President of the United States. Well, I should say the former president, but he should be the real president. President Donald J. Trump. It's Wayne Root and Trump and a whole bunch of other guests. And their photos are there. Go to Eventbrite and search Fight for Freedom. See you on Saturday. My guest today is retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, president of the London Center for Policy Research. Tony, how are you?
Hey, Wayne, it's always a pleasure and honor to join you. Thanks for having me.
Yes, and I'm sure how to pronounce people's names. A lot of people always call me Wayne Root, and of course it's Wayne Root, like tree root. And is it Tony Schaffer or Schaefer?
Schaefer.
Okay, I got it right first time. All right. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. So you're the president of the London Center for Policy Research, which confuses people because I always thought that meant it was in London, but it used to be a guy named London who started it, and it's where in the United States? Where's the center
located?
Well,
we're split based between Washington and New York. We actually have our home office in Manhattan right down in the financial district. And I was out with my good friend and board member, mentor, Tony LoBianco. Tony, you may recall, was in French Connection, played Luca.
Yes.
So Tony and I were working on a video kind of hammering away at the very thing you're talking about, the fact that Herb and Tony were very close friends. Herb London, Dr. London, ran for mayor of New York, was very big in conservative politics in New York. And boy, Wayne, you know how difficult conservatism is in New York. It's like, I don't even know how to describe it. It's like the minority of the minority.
Yes.
Anyway, we're trying right now to put together a video which is going to kind of outline the very thing you're talking about, reminding people that the London Center is indeed an American think tank that focuses on national security and constitutional issues, which I know you are a big fan of.
Yes. Now, let me ask you a question. Is Herb London retired, yes, or did he pass away? I don't even know.
No, he passed. He passed away in 2018. As a matter of fact, Herb had suffered from a debilitating condition, and we were trying to figure out a way to transition, and that's why I'm the president. He asked me, kind of as his final request, literally, like the day before he passed, for me to pick up and keep going. And so that's how a former clandestine intelligence operative ended up in charge of a think tank, is because of the wish of our founder that we continue. So I'm doing my best to follow in his huge footsteps and trying to keep it going.
Well, you know how this business goes. In the radio talk show business, I'll have, you know, two or three guests a day. So you're talking about 10 or 15 a week. And the next week, it's a new 10 or 15. The week after, it's a new 10 or 15. And you don't even realize that someone you had on a regular basis passed away. Herb London was on my show several times in 2017.
Yes.
I'm guessing two or three. And then I never heard from him again, and it never even occurred to me till just now. But that's because Herb London passed away, and I had no idea. So yeah. I'm very sorry to hear that. Very sorry. He was a great guy and a brilliant guy. And really knew his stuff.
And Wayne, you know, we talked last time I was on about my good friend Jerry Doyle, who was right out there in your neck of the woods.
Yeah, well,
Jerry,
I knew he passed away,
right,
yeah.
Yeah, he passed it during right before Herb did, as a matter of fact. So yeah, it was two people who were very much committed to the conservative cause passed away. So.
All right. So before we get to all these great topics, yeah. Let me ask one more question of interest to me. You said you're palling around with Tony LoBianco, who was in The French Connection, and I remember him well, a great actor. And my question to you is, he's a big conservative, Tony LoBianco, really?
He is. There's a really, I think, more bold contingent now coming forward. Gary Sinise is a conservative, although he doesn't, I think, do a lot of overtly conservative things.
He's very pro-military. He's publicly right. Very pro-military, and you right. Always assume that means someone's conservative. So I always assumed Sinise was a conservative, yes.
I'll say it this way. You know, when I met him first time, he knew exactly who I was and could cite pretty much a lot of the stuff I've been talking about. So I think he tends to follow, you know, folks try to speak the truth. I think that's the best way of describing it.
Yeah.
And there's others out there. I mean,
I know. There's a few out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I lived for many years in Malibu, California, so I lived in Los Angeles area, and I belonged to something called the Wednesday Morning Club, and that was named after Reagan saying, you know, it's Wednesday morning in America again. And so I belonged to that club, and it was filled with some of the biggest stars in Hollywood who were conservatives but never wanted to tell anyone. It was like a clandestine club, and they all snuck into the meetings and snuck back out again. So I know there's a few of them out there, but I just never knew Tony LoBianco was. So great. Good stuff. Good to know.
Yeah.
Tell him I said hi. Tell him War says hi.
I will.
And I should have known he'd be a conservative because Tony LoBianco is obviously an Italian name, and every Italian buddy I've ever met in my life is a conservative, whereas I'm Jewish, and almost every Jewish friend and acquaintance I've ever made is a liberal Democrat. So all my Italian friends are big, raving Reagan-Trump conservatives, and every Jewish friend I've got is a big, raving liberal, and it drives me crazy. And so I've become less Jewish and more Italian. Believe me, I wish I was Italian because I'm just so sickened by the liberalism of my own people. It makes me so sad. But in any case, Tony LoBianco, good man, good. All right, so look, as I look at the headlines today, Tony, and you're a foreign affairs guy, I'm not. Here's the headlines. I want to read them to you. Biden sends U.S. warships to disputed South China Sea as tensions rise with communist China. Japan sends destroyer after China's aircraft carrier and five ships pass Okinawa on the way to the Pacific. Taiwan warns it will fight to the very last day if China attacks as U.S. warship transits the strait. Netanyahu warns Israel will act against Iran if Biden restores the nuclear deal. And the State Department backs off U.S. boycotting Beijing Winter Olympics as China threatens robust response. And what even wasn't in the headline is that it looks like we could be at war with Russia over Ukraine. So it seems like Biden's election, ascendancy to the presidency, has got us closer to war on multiple fronts than we ever were ever for one moment under President Trump.
Absolutely. And let me break that down from the perspective of how I study this. So when Mike Pompeo became Secretary of State, they went down a practical course of diplomacy. Diplomacy first. By the way, as you know, Wayne, President Trump didn't start any new wars, and it's because he was trying to bring actual stability, not propaganda, to the diplomatic front. The Abraham Accords were a direct result of some of the work Herb did, actually, Dr. London did, with the Pentagon and with the State Department early in late 2018. Which resulted in a lot of the ideas that went in. I was actually working with Mike Flynn. That's the name you probably remember. Trying to provide. Yeah, Mike was one of our senior fellows and board members during the time he was working for President Trump on the campaign, and we were feeding in good ideas. And I we can't take credit for everything, but Wayne, the one thing that they did do was break away from all the failed policies of Barack Obama. They went the opposite direction, and 9 times out of 10, that was the right way to go. So
right.
We resulted in a Middle East that was going in the right direction regarding stability. We reassured our allies. We made our friends understand that there would be consequences of aggression. China was being held in check. We were doing more and more to make sure China understood that we understood their vulnerabilities. And this is why during Trump's time, we saw real gains and real stability being achieved. And in very short order, I mean, we're talking about the first quarter of the Biden administration. They remove all of those policies to include those at the southwest border, which were working. And they've shown over and over again a complete feckless feature. They seem to bumble into things and not understand the consequences of their own bad decisions, which, by the way, go back to the reestablishment of the failed Obama policy. So that's the best way of summarizing it. The Obama policies which failed are now being reimplemented rapidly, and I think that's why you're seeing across the board the chaos we now observe.
Yes, now if there's anyone who is, you know, I never described Obama as dumb, okay? Obama was a brilliant guy, but I always believed he was a socialist, Marxist, communist, and did not like the United States of America. And so, you know, I hated the guy, and but I never thought he was dumb. Biden, on the other hand, even before I thought he had dementia, was always a dummy. If you look at Biden's history, Tony, and I'm sure you know this better than me, if you look at Biden's history through 40 years as a U.S. senator, this guy never got a single thing ever right in foreign policy. Everything, every instinct he ever had was wrong about everything, right?
Absolutely correct. And we can go through it in detail if you'd like. I mean, that's
what I would. The music's on, so stay here, stay through the break, and we'll go through it on the other side of the break. And by the way, the way I would describe, you said a minute ago that you know, everything Trump did was the opposite of Obama. Obama Biden, by the way. And I would describe it as the Seinfeld theory. Remember Jason Alexander on Seinfeld? He was a big loser, and all of a sudden he became the biggest winner in the world. He was getting rich, and he had all the babes, and he worked for George Steinbrenner of the Yankees. And he was asked, what changed? He said, whatever I think now, I do the opposite. And that's what you got to do with Obama-Biden. The opposite of anything Biden-Obama ever did is the right way to go. And that was why Trump was so successful as president. We'll be right back. More with retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer of the London Center. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a health care program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable health care sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoof. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian health care sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at energizedhealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me. 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%. Go now to energizedhealth.com. 888-444-8895 or energizedhealth.com.
raw and unfiltered. If you
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War, retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer's with us, President of the London Center of Policy Research. I've got his private number now. I'm just going to call him all the time to get insights into foreign affairs, because that's not my world, you know. And I'm going to lean on you, Tony, to let me know what's going on. So before I say something on the air, and I'll put my foot in my mouth, right? So thank you, Tony. Appreciate it.
Sure.
So let's talk.
You want to pick up on Ukraine?
Yeah, because, you know, here we have Russia kind of, Russian troops on the border and the United States on the brink. And the question is, why? What is this all about?
So Putin has recognized very early on that Joe Biden and his staff are not actually competent. And so one of the first things he's been wanting to do, and he's doing it, is expanding his direct military operations in Ukraine. There's parts of Ukraine he wants. And your audience probably remembers during the Soviet Union, before it fell, Ukraine was part of the Soviet Union. So Putin, being a good KGB, former intelligence officer, has been working to reestablish the prestige and access of the old Soviet Union. That's what he's doing. We've known it. President Trump was able to do a lot of direct things, such as putting our forces into Poland, which was a big stick in the eye of Putin, withdrawing us from several treaties to include something called the INF Treaty, which I personally worked on back when I was a very young lieutenant, and made it very clear that we are going to stand up to the Russians anytime they do something provocative. Putin sees, like we do, that Joe Biden is a mess, and I think he's going to do everything he can to antagonize, he's going to push, he's going to see what he can get away with. And let me go on the record here on your show and say this. There's going to be, if Putin goes into Ukraine directly, there will be no response. No response from us, because Biden is too weak to understand the importance of defending Ukraine based on our obligations to that country.
Right. And, you know, it kind of reminds me of the whole China situation, because, right, of course, he threatened them over the Olympics, Biden did, and the minute they pushed back, he backed down. So that's going to be the story of the entire Biden administration. He's going to back down, he's a blowhard, and he's going to say, oh, he's going to huff and puff, and I'll blow your house down, and the minute someone answers back roughly, Biden will back down, just like Obama always backed down, just like he promised the red line in Syria, and they never, ever, when they went over the red line, he did nothing, right? Obama did zero.
Right. Oh, and then on the Obama, on the strike into Pakistan to get bin Laden, Biden was strongly against that raid. I mean, who would ever turn down the chance to take out Osama bin Laden? Well, the answer is Joe Biden. That's the guy that would have turned it down.
Now, I don't claim to know foreign affairs, but I've got a great gut instinct about things, and I've said for months now, I believe I said before Biden was elected, that if Biden is elected, the first thing that will happen is China will walk all over us and they'll take over Taiwan. They're going to attack Taiwan. It's only a matter of probably days that they could take over a Taiwan. I don't even think it would be weeks. I think it would be days. China's one of the world's powers, and Taiwan's this little tiny country. They probably have a lot of arms from the United States, though. Could they put up a good fight? Would it take weeks, or would it take a matter of a couple of days, and it would be, boom, roll over them like Hitler did with, say, Czechoslovakia or something?
Well, one never knows, but I think it would be a very robust fight. We have, under Trump, again, Wayne, to your point, the Trump administration very quietly started rearming and allowing military sales to Taiwan. This was something that had gone in several administrations, both Democrat and Republican, away, because even Bush 43 was allowing China to gain access to the region. So the answer is, I think they would put up an excellent fight. And one of those things that they've been able to do is convince allies in the region to come to their aid as well. South Korea, Japan, even the Philippines, and strangely enough, Vietnam. Because one of the things that these other countries recognize is that they are huge competitors for food. One of the things that's happened over and over is the fishing fleets in the Pacific have been fighting over protein. And China, as you know, consumes a huge amount to the point of where they want to dominate to basically starve out these other nations. So there's some practical things. That thing I just outlined was a practical recommendation we had made as a think tank to the Trump administration, saying, hey, you have natural allies out there. You need to get them together to focus on a common threat, which is China. So again, I don't see this continuing, because the Biden administration does not have that interest of supporting our allies. It's simply all bluster and no real ability to put together a cohesive policy or team to go against the Chinese.
Now, this is just, you know, again, my common sense. I have no special knowledge of the border, as an example, and I know you have some expertise on that as well, and, of course, on terrorism as well. But if I was an enemy of the United States, if I was a dictator that ran China or Iran or North Korea or any of America's, you know, biggest competitors and enemies, and I wanted to really mess with America, knowing the border is wide open and Biden and his team says everybody gets in, we're not going to deport anybody, I would send terror cells across the border and terrorize the United States. You've got to believe, as I believe, that there are terrorists getting across that border right now.
It's already happened. They had Yemeni terrorists come across, and get this, Wayne, in a very Orwellian fashion, the news release from the Border Patrol went away within a day of being posted, because they don't want to talk about the very thing you said.
No shocker, but that's the ones they caught. I'm saying for every one you catch, there's probably 20 or 100 to get by. So right now there must be terror cells running around the United States, and the next time there's a new 9/11, you can thank Joe Biden, because it wouldn't have happened under Trump. You couldn't get by in the border. This is sick.
Yeah,
has everybody forgotten 9/11, Tony? Crazy.
Yeah, we're stopping about one-third of who's coming across the border that we know.
Right, so two-thirds getting in. Retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, president of the London Center for Policy Research, great friend of the show. Thank you, Tony. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, thank you. Always great to join you.
All right, thanks for educating us. Wayne Allyn Root, we'll be right back. Hour number two.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.